Exactly. All right, Don Welch of the Convention Visitors Association. Have you folks started to hear from conventions, big and small, that because of Indianapolis's CIB funding problems, that they may think twice about honoring their contracts and coming here?
You know, the good news is, as of now, knock on wood, the answer is no. We did a little proactive outreach in the last couple of days to Do It Best, one of our best repeat customers, been coming here for 30-some years now, just to let them know, regardless of what they read in the media or they hear, the fact that we're working to get resolution as soon as possible. So the good news is, as of now, it's not really been picked up in the trade media. But unfortunately, the longer this continues to be delayed in terms of getting resolution, the more it will be picked up, particularly from our regional competitors, the Cincinnati's, the Louisville's, the Chicago's. So it will happen, and what we need to now is announce a resolution.
Are you worried that if these folks don't have this problem solved by September 1, that folks could potentially lose things like the Super Bowl, like the Final Four, like the Big Ten?
I think they're the things that clearly from our board and others that somehow people need to understand. You know, clearly the NCAA based here is watching these activities day to day. And clearly they're not going to put their marquee events at risk if this city doesn't have its act together and finalize these agreements. Same thing I'm sure holds true in the NFL agreement with the Super Bowl. So I would say not only the traditional conventions, but also some of the big main events that are coming here, not only sports, but also arts and culture.
What about the idea of Joanne Sanders brought up, and it's been talked about before, sort of expanding that downtown sports district to the degree that it sort of pays for everything and then the rest sort of goes up to the state or whomever, wherever?
Well, we're a believer right now that clearly if we could get a little bit more participation with some of the key hotels that are surrounding the convention center and the sports complexes, number one, you're looking at probably $12 to $14 million of revenue just from the hotel expansion. And again, if you probably go back to when the mall was built, probably 80 to 85% of the business that is in the mall, the Circle Center Mall, is somewhat tied to conventions. And that goes back to the basis of their own numbers. So when there's a convention in town, the mall is humming, the shops are full. But when not, they're sort of reliant a little bit more on the local customer.
Soon to be, let you go here, a lot of preaching to the choir today. Shouldn't folks been having this conversation with the legislature over the past 3-4 months?
Yeah, and I think clearly that was the intent of this meeting today, to say, you know what, we've really done as much as we can, I think, either through the CIB and through our respective organizations. But right now, it's not just a city issue. It's a regional issue. It's a state issue. And we're basically saying, you know, we don't have the luxury of time anymore. So whatever the bickering is, whatever the political differences may be, we got to put them behind us, because right now people's jobs and this great investment in our infrastructure is at risk.
In other words, never let a good crisis go to waste.
I guess I saw that today as a quote, and I guess we're living it. But we're time ready to put the crisis behind us so we can actually do what we're hired to do.
Right. Don Welch, ICVA, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Abdul.